It's been a while.
Someone called Danny Tanner. We got a full house.
We have a full house. Myself, the General, Maniac, Topher, and the two best producers east of the Mississippi, DJ Supreme and Producer Burrs. Lots to talk about tonight. I mean, we're hearing that potentially gambling's going to be legal in the United States. I mean, it's coming to, what, New Jersey and Delaware very fast. We're going to update you on the NBA Finals, or the NBA Conference Finals, NHL Conference Finals. Thurman Thomas. Did we tag the right Thurman Thomas on Instagram today?
We got a Thurman. That's all I know.
That one looked like a legend in his own right. So
I mean, his last post was like 2012, 2013. We got a lot of heat for that. But tonight's show sponsor, Nickel City Con. Big weekend starts Friday, goes through Sunday. Maniac and myself will be there. Let's go. There's Rockets bettors out there. Rockets dominating at halftime?
Rockets dominating at halftime. We'll get a score in a second on that one.
I'm not surprised on that. Let's get our intern on that. And then Vegas up 1-0 at home.
Vegas up 1-0. Early goal. Rest in peace, Topher's over 1.5 run period.
My rationale was correct. It just didn't hit that second goal.
You got the dream start. You bet the over 1.5, you want that goal in the first 5 minutes. And you got it.
And what was it? Producer Burrs. He said... He predicted Winnipeg. Short-handed goal, and they weren't short-handed, but you gotta love the prediction.
Well, then when they went short-handed, he was looking like, Nostradamus.
Right. Oh, I mean, you were saying it like it was a guarantee, and Fleury is out there catching the puck like it's a can of corn. It was like...
Speak with confidence.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 64-50 at half. Rockets are up.
Up 14, wow.
Wow. And how about game one? The under hits by, or a half a point. It was 225. Finish at 225, or no, finish at 225, was 225 and a half. Vegas, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Think we were going to start with Sabres tonight, but something just came across the desk here.
Yeah, so we've been seeing on Twitter,
yeah.
And they're talking about Tavares to Buffalo.
We're not talking Bandits.
No, we're not talking about the Bandits right now.
I know, because people know you go on your Bandits rants, you love talking about it, but we're talking about John Tavares, free agent, fresh from the New York Islanders, a guy that... Honestly, Sabres fans have kind of been dreaming of this moment for almost a half decade. They've been talking about the Sabres somehow acquiring Tavares for, you know, I don't know why. I don't know if there's, like, a specific connection. I know he's from Toronto. I forget if, like, he played in the area or something. But, yeah, I mean, I'm all for it. Guy's a playmaker.
The two big things, it's one of those ones where it's always like, oh, yeah, he'll be financially reasonable, realize it's cheaper to live in Buffalo with less pressure than in Toronto. But close enough to home, yeah, it's clown argument. But then his uncle. All right, what would you do if he signs with the Sabres and he literally gets up to the podium wearing, like, the pin on his suit, the Sabres pin, and he says, I signed because of my uncle playing for the Buffalo Bandits. What would you do, Al?
I wouldn't buy it.
If Tavares signs with the Sabres and cites his uncle...
I'll wear
a Bandits shirt. No, you're not only wearing Bandits, you're getting season tickets and going to you're going to get in the box next year. You're getting season tickets, and you're leading the chance.
Is it on a train wreck?
Yeah.
Season tickets for the Bandits for me. Wearing a jersey.
Of course, Uncle John. You're going to be in there. Uncle John. Uncle Johnny T. Getting into the 716.
I mean, what does that contract look like if you sign?
How do they make this happen? They gotta unload one of the other big contracts, right?
Botterill's a cap guru. You unload Bogosian. You get rid of a Gorgeous. Maybe a Reinhardt. Maybe that's what it takes to get it done. I hate to say that Reinhardt's expendable. He definitely came out in the second half of last year. If he plays like he did the second half of last year, he's a 30-goal scorer. You don't need Tavares. But, it's all about what GM Bot thinks. I want him. And, you know, to be honest, but what would you say are honestly the chances that the Sabres do get him? The rumors are obviously swirling at the championship.
So what we've been hearing is he doesn't want to go to Toronto if he's a second-line center. He doesn't want to be behind Matthews. So,
what would it look like here with Eichel?
That's what I'm saying. Is Eichel going to be the bigger man and, you know, be the second-line center?
Maybe he views Eichel as a second-line center. It's like, you know.
That's a good point, too.
That's worrisome. But we have our official line maker.
Yep.
First off, we're glad to announce that we do have an official line maker. You want to introduce him?
Yeah, he's typically in bed by this time. You know, he's definitely
still he's in bed. It's just a matter of he's still awake.
So, yeah, they call him Jeremy White. And the opening line, live line. The Sabres signing Tavares. +250
So get those plays in now.
Do you see value on that?
That seems like to me where the value is? Parlay Tavares with Sabres live odds of making the playoffs +225 And then you got some meat there. Because if they get Tavares, you got to think they're going to the playoffs, right? That's what we call value.
Do you think that would be the live line right now? +225 for the Sabres?
Oh, with the way that people think about the Sabres right now, yes. 2-1 odds to make the playoffs.
I like Jeremy's odds there. You gotta the reason for him not wanting to go to Toronto is kind of nonsense. Like, you gotta think there's a shot he might be doing the Babcock. Like, oh yeah, let's get the Pegulas to offer a lot, and then Toronto swoops in similar offer. I get to play at home. He's got his condo in Mississauga already.
Yep, raise the price exactly.
Yeah, he's using that. Remember
what does that contract look like though? Seriously, 7 years.
How old is he gonna be? He's same age as Tyler Myers, I want to say, right? That's when he came into the league.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a couple years before. I don't know.
It's got to be, what, 7?
Is it
going to
be that
7
long?
Years, 11? 11 a year?
7 years, 11 a year.
What do you think? Honestly.
We're going to have a guy on an 8-year, 10 a year, and a 7-year, 11 a year.
What
Jeez.
Do you think he's seriously going to get? I'm like...
You
no,
must
no,
start
no.
thinking
maybe,
ahead for
maybe,
Dolly,
maybe
too.
Maybe he can take, a 4-year, 11 a year.
You gotta think, though, at this point, he wants a long-term.
I just think that maybe, you know, any GM doesn't want to be locked into two players for 6-7 years.
That's not
true.
I don't think it's... I don't think Tavares is looking right now for a 4-year deal.
He'll be a devil.
Oh, jeez.
He'll be a double. That's where my money's going.
All right, let's stick with hockey. Vegas Knights. I mean...
Speaking of getting it done.
I mean, can they seriously go to the Stanley Cup?
They're so fast, so excited. Speaking of, like, just the opposite of how the Sabres look this year. I mean, they look like they're going to score every time down the ice.
I know.
2-1. 2-1 Knights.
2-1
Knights. 2-1
Knights.
Who we got goals from? Who we got goals from?
Early goals. Was it a 2-goal lead for the Knights at one point?
No.
Oh, was it?
That's tied. Okay.
Scheifele tied it up. James Neal takes the lead.
Neal, the guy who's done it for them all year.
And there goes your...
Here comes the
Of course,
gates.
There were the goals. There were the goals.
Minutes too late.
There are the goals
you're looking
for.
12 seconds difference.
12 seconds? How's that impossible to score in 12 seconds?
I mean, let me...
Talk to Mo Gilney.
These guys, they just score in waves. Some of the goals they score are just ridiculous, like skill, the shots.
Yep.
In the East Series, too, I'm thinking like Kucherov. Had a bunch of, like, snipes against Boston. That goal Stamkos scored yesterday, like, he was set such a bad angle, and he got it, like, far top right corner. It's like, these are the shots that it takes to beat the goalies at this stage, like the Vasilevskis, those guys. Just thinking, like, the Sabres, like, literally no one, like, you're not going to get goals from, like, Nick Baptiste like that. That's going to be Eichel, like, only Eichel. He's the only guy out there who can do that.
And speaking of knowing when you have a bad situation on your hands... Those Vegas books, they were probably in early November, December, thinking that these Knights could be a problem with those futures out there.
300-1 to start the year. 300-1.
How many of those people have hedged by now, though?
You had to have hedged. If you didn't hedge, you're a nonsense.
Only people that hedge are landscapers. There's no
the
way.
The Knights and Kings were like even money going into their series.
You're not
it was
hedging.
Silly. It was
you're
silly
not,
not to hedge.
You're not hedging.
I guess, you know, to be honest, if you were taking the Knights to make the Stanley Cup, yeah, you're probably not interested like in a hedge.
No.
Yeah.
You're a risk taker, obviously.
I mean, how much money realistically were people putting on them?
We have inside sources of trade are saying people were putting nonsensical amounts on them. Leicester type numbers we're hearing.
And producer Burrs, what was Leicester? 5,001.
You just want to fall off your stool.
Yeah,
people threw five.
I was trying to think of a scenario where I would give 5,001 odds, like, you know, like throwing a tennis ball from one car on a side of the 33 to like another and like catching it as you go by, you know, like what would be 5,001 odds to you?
I think 5,000.
That would only be like 3,001.
By that Grider,
to throw a car from one car to another.
By that Grider Street exit.
Oh, it's slowing down to like 40.
There's a little curve in there. It could be traffic.
Maybe the 90 over, you know, underpass.
The hoopty's bucket.
Jessica Hoopsick from Evil Genius. For those of you checking on Netflix. You seen that one?
I have not known.
No.
Okay. Just throwing it in there. Article on trainwrecksports.com for those interested. Evil Genius is all the rage right now on Netflix, by the way. I know you guys aren't big flexers.
I'm a flexer, but
no, you're not a flexer. Well, you're not a Philadelphia 70 flexer.
All right, let's get into the NBA. Rockets, Warriors,
not the way I saw this game 2 going for the Rockets. I thought they were in trouble after the game lost. But with that said, it was a must-win for the Rockets.
Yeah.
You lose, you're done. Just bury yourself.
It should be in 4.
Yeah.
Realistically.
Yeah, it's a little different from the East, obviously, because Cleveland's going home now, even though they've gotten smoked. Like, the Celtics' defense has been absolutely ridiculous. They can play with anyone.
Yep.
And, I mean, you watched yesterday, like, LeBron would just be standing there looking for someone to pass to, and the Celtics are just on every guy, like, chest to chest. There's no separation.
Celtics, another 2 best players.
Yeah,
people are calling LeBron the greatest of all time.
But let's be honest. We've all seen that team effect where when you lose one of the best players, for some reason, the team plays more completely. They're getting Marcus Morris. They're getting Smart. They're getting Tatum. They're getting everybody's contributing. Scary Terry, obviously. Like,
yeah, Scary Terry.
You lose your best player times two.
Scary Terry had, what, 14 points in the third quarter last night? Like, that's an underrated piece of the game.
He was fearless. He was going to dunk even though LeBron, even if LeBron jumped up, he was going to dunk.
Yeah, it was in the lane. I saw that. That was crazy.
And can someone please tell me, because I missed this, I did not see the highlight, what did J.R. Smith do?
He just pushed, I think it was
Horford was going up for a
putback.
Horford
was going for an easy layup, just gave him a push, so like he flew past the basket.
So Twitter overreacted last night.
To be honest, Horford caught the pipe, and the NBA clearly doesn't have a problem with the pipe, so they're going to let it go.
Yep.
Because I heard they were chanting, fuck you, James.
Of course,
yeah.
It was
loud.
Boston fans are crazy, and of course, now that they're in the Eastern Conference Finals, they actually give a shit about the Celtics or Bruins. They don't give a crap about those teams unless they're literally in the Eastern Conference Finals. Red Sox and Sox and Patriots all year.
They have like the best quarterback ever, but LeBron is like super concussed walking up the court, and people are sprinting down the aisles to like boo him.
Oh yeah, they're
going
nuts.
They don't know respect for the greatness or anything.
Right?
Boston is kind of like a 2000s Philadelphia. Remember how like Philadelphia used to have like just a terrible reputation of like booing Santa and everything like that. Like when I was in Boston as a fifth grader. Like, we went on a fifth-grade class trip to Boston.
Doing, like,
the
Freedom Trail.
Yeah, they were throwing, like, stuff at us. We had to leave the game. They had to evacuate, like, our entire school class out of the building. But I think our intern has an alert. Hold on. Oh, what are we here?
No alert. I'm just going to be glad that nobody fell over any railings trying to boo somebody else or boo a professional athlete like happened at Turner Field a couple years back.
Booing A-Rod.
We're glad that nobody fell over trying to boo LeBron, but yes, trying to boo A-Rod back in Turner Field.
I forget that. He was hammered.
And Houston up 10.
You know, and
Vegas up 2. Vegas up 2.
Vegas up 2. 3-1.
Got it. Who got it?
It's going to be Carlson.
Tuck.
Houston native.
Tuck stuck.
I can't believe Vegas. I really can't.
Neil, 2 points. 2 points for Neil.
Who are you guys rooting for in the NBA now? Because, like, the Celtics, it would be like, we've seen the same teams constantly the last handful of years. It'd be a new team, but it is Boston, like we were just talking about.
It is. It's very tough, and the only reason why I'm rooting for Boston, one, I can't stand LeBron. I've never cheered for him. And I know that if the Celtics win, they're going to get smoked by either the Rockets or it's going to be the Warriors. So it's, okay, Warriors, Celtics, come on.
Well, let me tell you, the NBA has such great storylines, and that's the only reason it's able to survive. Because the Warriors and Cavs have been, like, automatic for the last 3 years. Like, it's been just a boring-ass league, obviously, association. But, you know, they got stories like J.R. Smith getting suspended for throwing soup on somebody. Boogie Cousins, you know, unfollowing everyone on, you know, unfollowing the Pelicans on Twitter. They got Russell Westbrook, like, you know, mouthing off against fans. Like, they get the most ridiculous stories, so that kind of keeps the league going and everything like that. But, yeah, Silver's done a great job of making the league entertaining when the results were so obvious.
Brad Stevens versus Steve Kerr in the final. Like, it would be the Celtics, like, uptight defense against the Warriors' pick-play offense. It would just be a physical battle.
It would be interesting. I would give the Celtics a chance just because, I mean, to not give them a chance is kind of silly, but I just feel like the Cavs would have no chance. I feel like the Warriors would put up 130-plus every game.
No defense.
Yeah.
No
defense. They wouldn't be able to stop them. No. The death lineup would eat them alive.
And good news. That's a good point. Well, I'm getting used to this mustard. It's not, like, as spicy.
Oh, yeah, it's got a zest.
Last time my eyes started tearing up by, like, you know, 15 minutes into the show.
Why do you do this?
Because I don't want to dab it too much. I don't want it to, like, get a layer of mustard. I want it to, like, get a grazing of mustard, you know?
Maniac.
Party season is here in Buffalo.
It is.
I mean,
full form.
You're starting to see 70s consistently in the forecast.
Starting to see a lot of outside drinking,
yep.
A lot of day
patio drinking.
Drinking,
rooftop drinking. What's going on this weekend in Buffalo?
I mean, we got Nickel City Con. It's the spot to be. Buffalo Convention Center, May 18th, May 20th, Friday through Saturday. Hulk Hogan,
Sunday.
Richard Dreyfuss. Oh, yeah, Friday through Sunday. Hulk Hogan, Richard Dreyfuss, John Heater from Napoleon Dynamite and Blades of Glory, Lou Ferrigno, and, of course, the birthday boy and retired number 8 himself, Thurman Thomas, will be in attendance,
wow.
As well as you and I doing meet and greets all weekend long. So, I mean,
yeah,
there's no
reason not to be there. I don't know what to expect. I really don't.
It's the party of the early summer. It's basically the early party, early summer white party. On that level.
Are they serving cocktails in there?
Oh, it'll be going on. Stiffy's left and right.
Stiffy's left and right. I've never been there before, so.
They're not really serving Stiffy's left and right.
So then what are you getting there?
The environment. Pop culture. The ultimate party night out.
Okay.
It goes for 3 days straight.
All right. The doors are going to shut. Al's just going to sprint up Washington to Washington Square. That's what you're going to do.
So it's at the convention center, you said?
Of course.
Where's that located?
Downtown Buffalo.
Where in downtown Buffalo, man? I mean, serious. I really don't know where it's at.
If
you don't know where
yeah.
it's at, then why am
I?
Why are people laughing?
I can't give you a street address.
Where's it at? You know where it's
Franklin.
At?
Convention Center. Convention
it's
Center.
Franklin and Court.
I feel. No. What's
all
the
I know is it's across
from
the Astoria.
In between
restaurant.
Pearl and Franklin.
Pearl and Franklin.
Astoria.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know where Astoria
is? Down the street from Soho. Astoria
yeah.
is okay. right.
Another one of the large, ugly buildings in Buffalo.
Right.
Yes.
It's got like a screen on the front. You drive by, you're like, oh, yeah.
What's uglier, that building or one Seneca Tower?
One Seneca Tower.
One Seneca because it's empty and enormous. You can
did
see
you
it from everywhere.
Real quick, I know you did.
Train wrecks should go into One Seneca Tower. I mean, like, why not? It's empty.
There's going to be office space there. The guy who bought it.
Terry, start thinking.
He wants to make, you know, condos on the top, some office space. I can see, you know, train wreck set up shop there.
So maybe we could have our condos at the top and our offices below. We could just get a twofer. The old twofer for Topher.
A twofer Topher. Did you guys see the construction down by Canal Side?
Yeah, I have. I seen the
they're building
that bothered.
A children's museum?
A children's museum. The last place a child wants to go is to a museum.
And it's right next to the water, so like, right near, what's
right
that?
Right under the Skyway,
house?
Right?
Yeah,
like
under the
Skyway,
and you get the Skyway, and you got One Seneca Tower, and you got the Liberty Helm.
It's my way. It's my way.
Our city's beautiful.
My way, the Skyway.
What do you show at a children's museum? Like, what's going to be in there?
Art?
You
saw
a picture of the name.
Piece
like,
of art?
It's not like a specific, like, not like Children's Museum of Science or anything. It's just like a children's museum.
Yeah, so it's going to be like Clifford and Barney?
Clifford is legit.
But I mean, seriously, like, what are you going to have in that thing? It's huge. The building's big.
Who do you rank higher on the dog power rankings? Clifford or Air Bud?
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Wow.
Scooby-Doo. Sorry, Scooby-Doo.
You say Clifford
Air
or
Bud?
It's got
Clifford.
Air Bud.
Air Bud?
Air Bud.
Scooby-Doo, sorry.
Lassie?
We're done.
Who's Lassie?
Oh, alright, I'm sorry. Yikes. Speaking of risks,
Thurman
Thomas going on the wall. Thurman Thomas going on the wall. Talk about a risk. Monday night game, it could be 28-0 at that point.
That's what I'm
place
saying.
Place could be a...
You're saying 28-0, Bill.
Place could be emptier than One Seneca Tower by that point.
I mean, the last one was Bruce Smith during the Thursday night game, right? The Color Rush game.
Was it during the Thursday night game?
I think so, yeah. It was like the opening or the first home game of the year.
I was trying to think back. Who got inducted during the Dallas Monday night game? Because I know Chris Berman was there.
Was that Tasker?
No. No, Tasker was up before Lawson.
That's tough.
I don't know. Yeah, that's tough. But I remember thinking going into that game that the Dallas game was going to be a blowout and that, you know, there would be nobody there at the time. It would be a terrible atmosphere, but it was a good atmosphere, obviously. They were up at half.
I mean, if I'm looking at that line right now, Pats minus two.
Pats are minus two?
If we're talking,
yeah. I think our lines maker, our lines representative, Jeremy White, was looking at, like, the full season lines. The Bills are only favored in two games, but...
Chicago...
Yeah.
And
it wasn't Miami. It wasn't the Miami.
Jets?
Was it?
Jets. Yeah, it was Jets.
I mean, Jets Chicago.
But I'll tell you what. Week two, hosting the Chargers, plus two, all day. All day. Home opener, all day.
West Coast.
No more 5-day season for that home opener.
Oh, I'm just going to be analyzing these lines. We got the dog days coming up. All I'm going to be seeing is that clip of Josh Allen, like, high-stepping over pylons to his left. Like, that's the only clip they have of him from rookie camp where he just throws it to a coach after, like, you know, stepping over some things on the ground. I'm going to be watching that probably 100 times until August, so just sign me up for looking at some lines. I got 3.5 opening day. They're underdogs.
Josh Allen versus Joe Flacco,
yep.
Opening day, and what I'm calling the Tyler Boyd Bowl. The Cincinnati Bengals knocked the Ravens out of the playoffs last year, and now the Ravens are playing the Bills week one. Kind of a big matchup. Can't lie.
Who's going to be
donating to charity for that one?
The Ravens are going to be mad playing the Bills. The Chargers are going to be mad because they...
Yeah, both those teams. Those are the two teams that literally had like the argument that, like, how the hell are the Bills in the playoffs? We should be in the playoffs.
The Chargers players were actually vocal about it, too. They're like, we beat these guys by 50 points, and they're in the playoffs. So
yeah. Wait, hold on. The Ravens played.
The Chargers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. They're going to have a bone to pick, as they say.
We remember Grandma Morris.
It was nuts. I remember the big LeSean McCoy TD. The place was going absolutely nuts. Sombreros flying, maracas driving.
What was it, 7-7?
Yeah. Peterman was leading them right down the field. Peterman leads the team down the field. It's just they might be going the other way.
Multiple times.
Yeah, multiple. Putting it lately.
But, gambling. When do you see it truly happen?
Speaking of Nate Peterman passing, talking about a gamble. When do I see it happening
in New York State?
To be honest, a lot of pundits, I know White has been on this, WGR has been on this, they've been linking to their guy, Brian Mazurowski, who's, like, really, like, into this. New York drags its feet on everything. They love to drag it to the summit. They want to be paid for it. So, to be honest, I really don't see betting occurring in New York State until next summer.
What about the Seneca casinos? Any sooner? Or?
Well, I was looking into that because that was a popular topic, everybody. But apparently, the Seneca's got out of some agreement with New York State where they don't have to pay them anymore, and New York State's really pissed about it. But now New York State still controls the gambling sports aspect. Like, where if they were doing it, they would be in trouble. So now they're really dragging their feet on that because the Senecas apparently aren't paying them as much as they used to. Something to deal. We're not as educated as we should be. We got our interns looking into it, obviously. But there's something about the prior deal that now is going to preempt them to drag their feet about letting the Senecas do a sports book. Because obviously we would love to be walking into, you know, Buffalo Creek, Turning Stone, and just betting a slate.
You and your grandma?
Oh, my God. If I introduce my grandma to sports betting, game over, as they say in all the song movies.
Would she love it?
She'd be like, I can't believe my parlay didn't cover.
How about Joe West in the news again?
Joe West, yeah.
This guy is outrageous.
Talk about clueless.
So he's saying that gambling, once it's
he's worried
for MLB, he's worried for the safety of the umpires. Like, people are just going to, like, throw stuff at the umpires
and threaten them on the streets.
Yeah, there was some kind of quote like, I'm worried about the criminal aspect of it. Someone could be out and we get a knee broken. Like, buddy, no offense. millions of dollars were being bet on this game already. Like, so if you think just like now that we're legalizing it, like there's gonna be
who says you can't break your knee when you're doing it now?
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
wanted to break Joe West's knee like 50 times already. It's just too expensive to do it.
Cut it.
No, but seriously, when it's not legal, Joe West and Paul.
Joe, the Yankees, they're going to win tomorrow, right? It's like,
this guy, it's like wake at him.
Hey, Joe.
This guy's going to have the biggest I told you so when they finally bring the robots in and, like, one of them messes up, like, a huge call, like the robot glitches or something. He's just going to have the biggest I told you so ever. This guy's just an absolute clown.
Yeah, we when you think about the robots, you never think about, like, hacking the robots. That would be pretty interesting. Fans of teams just like paying someone like Brian Cashman is gonna be like recruiting the biggest computer hackers when they get robots. He knows how to unload the payroll.
Yep.
He's gonna get about 10 to 20 million in e hackers, and he's just gonna get those robots. The fringe calls safe,
Mr. Robot.
Yeah, Mr. Robot.
All three.
All right, so real quick, final question of the night. Rich comes to New York State first, or no?
Yep.
Chick-fil-A here
in
or
Buffalo.
Gambling in New York State?
Yeah, Chick-fil-A in Buffalo or
gambling
in
the
state
of New York. Like, where can you go? Like,
because there are some rumors. Like, Turning Stone, they're saying is like ready. Like, Central New York, they're saying is ready. Because like a big thing with like you have to apply now to get like a license and things like that. It's like bartending basically, like you know, liquor license. Like you have to show that you can handle volume and you can manage it like a business. They're talking about Central New York's already ready. I'm still gonna. I mean, they really want to get it. I mean, if you're Central New York, you want it before football season, and that's when they're talking about the Chick-fil-A. It's in September, so I'm gonna go Chick-fil-A in Buffalo first +130. Even though it's an underdog, just because I think they're gonna have some kind of snafu in rolling it out.
I'll take that bet. I think Chick-fil-A. I can see the picture camp or the. I can picture the people camping out on Union Road.
You think people would be camping out?
I'm camping out.
Yeah. Should we?
Yeah. Well, we're camping. What do you mean, should we? Our people? I'm camping out. I don't know about you.
Okay. I would. How soon will people camp out?
I'm thinking I'm going like 48 hours before it opens.
Why are people laughing at that? We need to use the restroom.
I'm not worried. I'll have my own little porta potty. Sponsored by
D'Agostino's.
Of course.
Yeah, bathroom's not a concern. Just go to the cricket store. Or
yeah, bathroom's not a concern. Least of my concerns, honestly. I'm more worried how I'm going to keep myself entertained for 47 and a half hours.
That's insane that people start doing that early. But yeah, that cheeky water at Chick-fil-A is going to just be out of control.
Oh, yeah. I'm thinking lines
right
to,
by the yellow
lines to West Seneca.
Really?
The throughway
all down Union?
Yeah. That's really...
We're passing Walden now.
20 minutes in.
You understand? That's literally, it's going to be right next to the Walden 90, like, overpass.
Yeah,
like, so, like, to be honest, they better have the logistics figured out, because if they're going out to the road like they were with the Sonic, it's going to be a problem. And I'm not, like, just saying
no, you're right.
Cause
you're
100% like, it's not actually going to be a problem.
Do you think it will ever die down?
Yeah,
it'll
die down.
2 months?
Like, 2 weeks. It'll die down. It won't be going out to the road in 2 weeks. Like, I go to the, when we go to Chick-fil-A's, like, outside, like, at the lunch and dinner rush, they're full.
Oh, yeah.
Like, those parking lots
Gary's
are full. Chick-fil-A is just that good.
I'm excited. I went to the one in Syracuse this past weekend. Cicero. A little north of Cuse.
Cicero.
And we went up to the window, and they're like, your name's not on the order thing.
Uh-oh.
And we got it for free.
The person who took your order in the drive-thru didn't do it right?
Supposedly.
You
go through the drive-thru and someone's like writing your order and
types
it in.
They try to do it like an interpersonal
yes,
thing.
Like,
you see the person taking your order, it makes it better.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they typed it and sent it through. We walked up, handed them the money. It wasn't on their screen. Handed us the money back. You have a Chick-fil-A for free.
Imagine that person like walking through the drive-thru like in the left lane of Union Road because it's backed out so much.
See, that's just one of those things, though, where Chick-fil-A is a step above. No offense, but, like, if you're going to a Burger King or a McDonald's, they would have been, like, pulled up, like, 6 feet and will run out your receipt in, like, 2 seconds.
Yep.
You ever been there, like, where they can't ring you out on time at McDonald's or Burger King? They just tell you to wait out front?
Oh, yes!
Yeah, it's absurd.
Pull up!
Whereas Chick-fil-A is literally
yep.
just, like, take it for free because we understand, like, that whole process is absurd. And we're a mega company that's making hundreds of thousands of dollars a second.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, pull up so we can warm up.
Yeah, like, oh, we've seen, like, literally, I've seen that at Popeyes, I've seen that at McDonald's, I've seen that at Burger King, I've seen that at every place you can imagine.
It's a great show tonight.
Yeah.
Nickel City Con, this weekend, 18th to the 20th, we'll be there, what, Friday, potentially Saturday and Sunday.
Of course, shout out to everyone going, seeing us there, shout out to Hulk Hogan. Shout out to
John Heater.
John Heater. Shout out to Julia in Germany. Shout out to Samar Stan. Shout out to Michelle, Tamika, and Tanya.
The Irishman with Music on Main coming up.
Oh,
Music
on Main.
Music on Main.
You're
so you got the Irishman going to EA and Barbell leaving EA and going to
Northtown, Southtown's
a little
outsourcing. Well, a little cultural appropriation is because
that's a great battle. I mean, the people of EA are not happy. That
very
is like
not happy.
Because that is like their
yes.
big thing down there. They have the open container and they have Barbell, and that's all you have.
And you know, and you know, in the people of EA who's definitely not happy about that.
Who?
The Pagulas. They scouted out their house. They're like, we want to be as close to Barbell as possible. We're buying this location in EA, and now they're Southtowners. And guess what? Barbell. It's a Northtown thing.
Guess what, Pagulas? Good night.